So this week for Parashat Miketz, Chanukah, last day of Chanukah is Friday. We started with a very basic question. What was so disturbing to Paro in the dreams that he dreamt? Maybe it's a little bit disturbing since we know the whole story, but when you think about it, it doesn't sound like such a nightmare of cows eating cows, wheat eating wheat. Who cares? That's not such a disturbing dream. So what really bothered Paro in that dream?
Yeah, when we looked carefully at Paro's words and how he describes the dream, we saw maybe what is really scaring him, and it sheds a whole different light on what's happening here and also on the dynamics here between Paro and Yosef.
Exactly. Like we say many times, there are many layers to what the Torah is saying. You have to try to understand the deeper levels by listening to the words the Torah chooses to say. What words is the Torah pointing out? There are some very interesting deeper levels to what goes on here on the pshat level, on the basic level of the wording of what goes on in the Torah, what Yosef is telling Paro. Who is this dream meant for? Is it meant for Paro? Maybe this dream is actually meant for Yosef, and Yosef understands something new in these dreams. You want to take a look. Hope you enjoy it. So yeah, it's this week, Parashat Miketz, last day of Chanukah. Very rare that Miketz doesn't fall out on Chanukah, but since Friday, today is the last day of Chanukah, we will get to Chanukah at the end of the video. I want to start with a question. The beginning of Parashat Miketz, we find Paro, as we know, dreaming the dreams, the two dreams that he has. And after both dreams, he suddenly wakes up, Vayikatz, but then he goes back to sleep. What's interesting is that in the morning, when he wakes up, Vatipa'im Rucho, he's rattled by the dreams. He is shaken by the dreams. Rashi explains from the word of Pa'amon, of a bell. He's shaking from what he dreamt about, and he has to figure out what were these dreams about. And then he gets to Yosef, and Yosef comes and tells him his explanation, and Paro accepts that explanation, and then we know the continuation of the story. And when you look at the content of the dreams, they don't really sound like nightmarish dreams, you know? They might be a little weird, but dreams are always weird. But what is so startling for Paro in the dreams? Why is he so shaken by them? What's so disturbing in the content of the dreams of these thin cows, these ugly thin cows eating the big healthy cows, or these thin wheat, the thin shibulim eating the healthy ones? What's so disturbing to Paro about these dreams?
Yeah, he seems very shaken up, calling everyone, asking everyone, and even when Yosef does come, even before hearing the dream, Yosef says, Biladaya Elohim Yanet Shlom Paro. Hashem will bring peace upon Paro, which means Paro seems to be disturbed, worried. He doesn't say, don't worry, Hashem will answer and solve the dream. Hashem will bring peace upon you. You feel now not at peace. Something is really bothering Paro. And if we look at the psukim and we see how Paro describes the dream, what he adds that we don't see in the description of the dream, I think there we can find our answer. Because if Paro goes on to describe certain aspects that don't show up at the beginning, obviously that's what's disturbing to him. And I think to understand what's actually bothering Paro, we have to look at how Paro describes his dream. Because there are several differences between how it's described at the beginning and how he described. And there are some small differences, but I want to point out a few. The first is when Paro goes and describes these cows, there's the fat cows, the ones that look good, and then there's the others. And he doesn't just say that they don't look good. He goes on to describe how bad they are. Dalot v'ra'ot ha'ar me'od. He adds the word a lot. And he also adds, lo ra'iti kahena b'chol eretz Mitzrayim la'ro'a. Not only were they so bad, I've never seen in all of Egypt anything like this. Egypt doesn't even know what that type of cow is. But it goes on, because then he describes that when they swallow the big cows, and we don't see this at all in the dream, but he describes, Vatavona el kirbena, they swallow them, they went inside of them, Velonoda kibau el kirbena. Even after they swallowed them, there's no sign of it. At least after swallowing them, we would see a sign. Nothing. Not only did they wipe out these fat cows, there's no even remnant. There's no even story. Nothing is there. There's no mark left that they were even ever there. And I think if we think of Paro and Mitzrayim, this empire that, as we know, is all about power. Paro at the top, on top of it all, on top of the slaves, as we'll see later, this strength, it's all about Chomer. It's all about the physical world and who's on top and who has more and who controls more. And what he sees in the dream is these strong cows, the big cows, the beautiful cows, the ones that you do see in Egypt come these cows that are so bad, you don't even see them in Egypt, and they erase everything. Everything he knows, everything he believes in, all this power that he's building is going to disappear. Nothing's going to be left of it, not even a mark in history. And this really shakes him up. And then he brings Yosef, and I think we can't ignore this. This isn't just a dream about these years. This is a dream about Paro and Yosef. Yosef, who is maybe these weak cows that, he's not even a slave in Egypt. He's below that. He was a slave. He was thrown into jail from there. He's something that we don't even see in Mitzrayim. So nothing, so weak, so without anything. And he is going to swallow up Mitzrayim, as we see later on, how he basically takes over all the lands of Mitzrayim, but also how we're going to see later on even further when Am Yisrael end up taking everything, Mitzrayim fall apart, completely disappear, and Am Yisrael, this nation of slaves, these weak cows, come out of Mitzrayim stronger. And I think this battle between the power, the physical world, a world that's all about power and strength, that meets the spiritual world that Yosef represents, is expressed so well in those first words of Yosef, because Yosef responds, Biladai, I'm nothing. Even when Paro says, oh, I heard you're really great at solving dreams, Yosef says, I'm a nothing. And that's exactly the point. Even when Yosef is going to be almost the king of Mitzrayim, he's still Biladai. He still will see himself as nothing. He doesn't think he deserves it. He doesn't think he owns this power. He's exactly like those cows, that even when they swallow the big cows, they're still the same. They don't feel that now they're something else, because he knows where his strength is coming from. Biladai ha'elokim yaneh shlom paro. The spiritual world isn't impacted by swallowing that. It stays true and real to its true self, whether it has a lot or whether it has a little. But this world of Paro in his dream seems to be collapsing and falling apart. And this is that big fear that Paro has.
Very good. I like what you're saying about the fact that maybe the Shibulim is not only like in the pshat, real pshat of the Psukim, where Yosef says, talks about the years of abundance and then the years of starvation. But maybe the Shibulim themselves and the Parot themselves are also about Yosef coming from the bottom, coming from the prison, coming from the lowest of the low, and then taking over Mitzrayim and bringing Mitzrayim to a new and better place, even more than what it was to begin with. And you can't ignore the fact, the very simple fact, that both these parot, these cows, and the shibulim, these wheat, resemble and remind us of Yosef himself. Because first of all, obviously, one of Yosef's dreams was about the alumim, about the bundles of wheat that rose, and Yosef's one that rose, and then everybody bowed down to him. So shibulim is Yosef, the fact that there is a shibulet in the field, that there is some wheat in the field that grows and stands up and takes all the attention. That is Yosef. That was Yosef's first dream. But just like you're saying, unlike you would have thought that if everybody bows down to me, then I'm this respected person, then Yosef will take it all for himself and think about himself that he deserves all this recognition. And he will let it go to his head. He will let it go to his personality and influence him and think to himself, I'm all that and I'm this amazing human being. Yosef doesn't let it affect him. Yosef still and always understands, Biladai, without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm a nothing. Paro says it about the cows, but maybe also, like you're saying, it's about Yosef himself. But all the success that he has, everything that he's accomplishing, he's always saying, I have nothing to do with it. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe that is the Shibulim. But then again, of course, the parot, the cows. Yosef is a heifer. Yosef is always referred to as a heifer. These cows maybe also resemble what Yosef is. These dreams are not only talking to Paro about the years, like Yosef is explaining to Paro, but maybe they're also talking to Yosef, and this is what allows Yosef to step up and say, okay, now it's time to find this one wise person. Where does Yosef bring that from? Why is Yosef right away going from explaining the dream into telling what to do? But this is part of the explanation. This is part of what Yosef sees in the dream. He sees what Paro needs to understand, the years of abundance and starvation, but he also sees what he has to understand. This is my chance to fulfill that first dream I had of the Shibulim. Hine kama lumati vegam nitzava. These Shibulim that's talking to me, it's talking to what I have to do. There is a mission for me here, and we discussed this in the past. Why is it so important for Yosef to fulfill the dreams that he dreamt? What do the dreams actually mean for Yosef? It's less about the dreaming. It's more about the instructions for the future. Like I said, that's in a video from Parshat Miketz from a few years ago. But when you think about this idea, this concept of the lo noda ki ba'al kirbena, that not even noticing that these weak cows have eaten these big healthy ones, and talking about what this dream means for Yosef himself, with everything that he's gone through and being at the bottom and yet taking over Mitzrayim and not letting it go to his mind. You cannot see the reference to Chag HaChanukah. As we know, Chanukah is the holiday in which we celebrate the victory of the spirit, of the spiritual side over materialism, over the physical side. Nitzchon HaRuach al HaChomer, as we say in Hebrew. This is the holiday where one little tin of oil lasted for many days, not because it became more tins of oils or because there was much more oil in that little tin than what we thought, but because when you come from the spiritual side, because when you come with the right spirit, when you have the spirit, when the spirit is what leads you, when the spiritual side is what leads you, then the amount, then the materialistic side of things, the physical side of things, doesn't matter. You can overcome it. This is what Yosef is teaching Paro. This is why Yosef is the one who has to be in charge of Mitzrayim, because he knows how to handle this materialism, this chomer, all this abundance, and not let it go to his mind and not get all excited about it and know that you have to keep it for a time when you won't have. He knows he has to be led by the spirit, by the spiritual side of things. This is what Chanukah is about. This is what Am Yisrael generation after generation has been about. This is why we can overcome so much generation after generation, battle after battle, war after war, enemies after enemies, whether it's enemies that want to destroy us on a literal level, destroy us physically, whether it's enemies that want to destroy us culturally, they want to destroy us spiritually, we always overcome, because this is what leads us, the Ruach of Am Yisrael, the spirit of Am Yisrael. This is what you see going around now on WhatsApp, in these hundreds of videos that are going around from the battlefield, of the spirit of Am Yisrael. This is why we will win this war. This is why we will be victorious, because we have the spirit of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the spirit of Yosef HaTzadik, the spirit of the heroes of Chanukah, of the Maccabim, and the spirit of the heroes that are fighting for us nowadays, today, in the battlefield, fighting for Am Yisrael. This is what has always been there for us. V'hi she'amda la'avoteinu, as we say on Pesach, this is what helps us get through the worst of times, even though ki'ar chalanu ha'yishua, even though it's taking so long, and the pain increases with more and more stories coming out. But this is what holds us. This is what we have to remember. Am Yisrael, we have the spirit of our forefathers. We have the spirit of Yosef HaTzadik. We have the spirit of Chanukah that allows us that even in cloudy times, even in dark times, we can still be able to light that light, to shine that light, to lead the way with our strong Ruach.
Yeah, what you're saying also answers a famous question about what is this whole miracle of the candles? Why is it so important? They didn't really need it. You're allowed to light it even if it was Tameh, because everyone's Tameh. And what is the whole big deal with this Chanukah candle being lit? And also, there was a whole war there going on. What is the real miracle? The miracle of the war, the miracle of the menorah lighting? And some answer, and I think this is exactly the point. If it was just the war, some would say, oh, it was the tactics. You know, they managed to overcome because of their strength, because of their this and their that. And the story of Chanukah, the miracle is the miracle of the war. But what tells us, what gave us the power to win that war, is the miracle of the menorah, is the fact that after they win the war, they go back to Beit HaMikdash, and they don't feel that they won the war until they're able to light those candles. And when Hashem also gives the sign of showing how that spirit, no matter how little, can light for 8 days, also you, that small group, because you had that spirit, were able to overcome this war, even against the many. That's the koach of the spirit. It's not dependent on how much. It's dependent on what's leading the way. And that is what allows us then and today to win the battle.
Amen, amen. Exactly. This is what allowed Matityahu to step up and raise the flag and yell, Mil Hashem Elai. That gave the Maccabim the power to stand the Me'atim Mul Rabim. We have always faced Mul Rabim. We've always faced the entire world against us. We had to stand up for ourselves. We had to fight our battles. But as long as we're led by the spirits, as long as we're led by the name Mil Hashem Elai, the name of Am Yisrael, the name that Am Yisrael represents in the world, Mil Hashem Elai, as long as we remember what we're fighting for and what our name Am Yisrael stands for, we will be victorious and we will be able to beat the evil out of this world. And Shkoyach Yitzi.
Shkoyach Tuvia, Chanukah Sameach, and Shabbat Shalom.
Chanukah Sameach, Shabbat Shalom.